Today is the 15th day of April. Welcome. Welcome back to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back around the global campfire. So grateful and so glad to be here with you today for another step forward. Every step counts. Every step matters. And that's how we get through the entire Bible in a year, step by step, consistently showing up. So glad you're here today. Let's take the next step forward. Joshua chapters 11 and 12. And it happened when Jabin, king of Hazor, heard this. He sent to Jobab, king of Medad, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Aksaph, and to the kings who were in the north in the hill country, and the Arabah south of Kinneret, in the Shephelah, and in Naphoth Dor in the west, to the Canaanites in the east and west, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites in the hill country, and the Hivites at the foot of Hermon in the land of Mizpah. They came out, they and all their armies with them, as a great army like the sand on the seashore, with very many horses and chariots. And all these kings joined forces, and they came and camped together by the waters of Merom to fight with Israel. And Yahweh said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid because of their presence, for tomorrow at this time I will hand them over slain to Israel. You will hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire." So Joshua and all the fighting men with him came against them suddenly at the waters of Merom, and they attacked them. And Yahweh gave them into the hand of Israel, and they struck them and pursued them up to great Sidon and Mizrephath Maim, and eastward up to the valley of Mizpah. And they struck them until they left behind no survivor. And Joshua did to them as Yahweh commanded him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots with fire. Then Joshua turned back at that time, and he captured Hazor and struck its king with the sword, because Hazor formerly was the head of all these kingdoms. He struck all the people that were in it with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was no one left who breathed. And he burned Hazor with fire. And Joshua captured all the cities of these kings, and all their kings, and he utterly destroyed them with the edge of the sword, as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded. Israel did not burn the cities standing on their mounds, except Hazor alone, which Joshua burned. And all the spoil and livestock of these cities the Israelites took as booty. They struck the people with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them. They left behind no one who breathed. Just as Yahweh commanded Moses his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and Joshua did. He left nothing undone that Yahweh had commanded Moses. So Joshua took all this land, the hill country, all the Negev, all the land of Goshen, the Shephelah, the Arabah, and the hill country of Israel and its Shephelah, from Mount Halak that rises to Seir, and to Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon at the foot of Mount Hermon. He captured all their kings, struck them, and killed them. For many days Joshua made war with all these kings. There was not a city that made peace with the Israelites besides the Hivites and the inhabitants of Gibeon. All were taken in battle, for it was Yahweh that hardened their hearts to meet Israel in war, in order to utterly destroy them without mercy, that they would destroy them, just as Yahweh commanded Moses. At that time, Joshua came and exterminated the Anakites from the hill country, from Hebron, Debir, and Nob, and from the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. None of the Anakites were left in the land of the Israelites. Some remained only in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod. Joshua took all the land according to all that Yahweh had spoken to Moses, and Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel, according to their tribal divisions, and the land rested from war. These are the kings of the land whom the Israelites defeated, and of whose land they took possession beyond the Jordan to the east, from the Wadi of Arnon up to Mount Hermon, and all the Arabah to the east. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon and ruled from Arior, which is on the edge of the Wadi of Arnon, from the middle of the valley and half of Gilead up to the Jabbok River, which marks the border of the Ammonites, and the Arabah up to Kinneret Sea to the east, and as far as the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea to the east, in the direction of Bet Jeshimoth, and to the area southward, at the foot of the slopes of Pisgah, the territory of Og, king of Bashan, one of the last Rephaites, who lived at Ashtaroth and Edrei, and ruled over Mount Hermon and Salika, and over all Bashan up to the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and half of Gilead as far as the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Moses, Yahweh's servant, and the Israelites defeated them. And Moses, Yahweh's servant, gave it as a possession to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. These are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the Israelites defeated beyond the Jordan to the west, from Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon, and up to Mount Halak, which rises to Seir. And Joshua gave it as a possession to the tribes of Israel according to their allotments in the hill country, the Shephelah, the Arabah, on the slopes, in the wilderness, and in the Negev. The Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The king of Jericho, 1. The king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, 1. The king of Jerusalem, 1. The king of Hebron, 1. The king of Jarmuth, 1. The king of Lachish, 1. The king of Eglon, 1. The king of Gezer, 1. The king of Debir, 1. The king of Gedor, 1. The king of Hormah, 1. The king of Arad, 1. The king of Libna, 1. The king of Adullam, 1. The king of Makeda, 1. The king of Bethel, 1. The king of Tapuach, 1. The king of Hefer, 1. The king of Aphek, 1. The king of Lasharon, 1. The king of Madon, 1. The king of Hazor, 1. The king of Shimron Meron, 1. The king of Aksaph, 1. The king of Taanach, 1. The king of Megiddo, 1. The king of Kadesh, 1. The king of Jokneam and Carmel, 1. The king of Dor and Naphath Dor, 1. The king of Goyim for Gilgal, 1. The king of Tirzah, 1. All the kings, 31. Luke 17, 11 through 37. And it happened that, while traveling toward Jerusalem, he was passing through the region between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was entering into a certain village, 10 men met him, lepers who stood at a distance. And they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And it happened that as they were going, they were cleansed. But one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were not 10 cleansed? And where are the 9? Was no one found to turn back and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Get up and go your way. Your faith has saved you." Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with things that can be observed. Nor will they say, 'Behold, here it is,' or 'There.' For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." And he said to the disciples, "Days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Behold, there, behold, here.' Do not go out or run after them. For just as the lightning shines forth, flashing from one place under heaven to another place under heaven, so the Son of Man will be in his day. But first, it is necessary for him to suffer many things and to be rejected by this generation. And just as it was in the days of Noah, so also it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and they were drinking. They were marrying. They were being given in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, they were building. But on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, whoever is on the housetop and his goods are in the house must not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field must not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will keep it. I tell you that in that night, there will be two in one bed. One will be taken, and the other will be left. There will be two women grinding at the same place. One will be taken, and the other will be left." And they answered and said to him, "Where, Lord?" So he said to them, "Where the dead body is, there also the vultures will be gathered." Psalm 84. The joy of worshiping in the temple. For the music director on the gittith of the sons of Korah, a psalm. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Yahweh of hosts! My soul longs and even fails for the courtyards of Yahweh. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even a bird finds a home, and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, near your altars, O Yahweh of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, that can ever praise you. Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you. In their heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The early rains cover it with blessings as well. They go from strength to strength until each appears before God in Zion. O Yahweh, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Look at our shield, O God, and have regard for the face of your anointed one. Because better is a day in your courtyards than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be at the threshold of the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Because Yahweh, God, is a sun and a shield. Yahweh gives grace and honor. He does not withhold good from those who walk blamelessly. O Yahweh of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts you. Proverbs 13:5-6. the righteous hates a word of falsehood. The wicked will bring shame and disgrace. Righteousness will guard the upright of way, but wickedness will overthrow sin. Okay, yesterday we read of Israel's defeat of the southern portion of the Promised Land. Ironically, this conquest came about thanks to a deceptive peace treaty that wasn't actually ever supposed to happen. It unsettled the entire region. The victory in the south completely unnerved the kings of the north. So the dominant king, as we're told, was Jabin of Hazor. Hazor is a place. It still completely exists. Its archaeology has a very, very clear burn layer where the city at one point was completely burned. It's like, you know, when you're doing archaeology, it's layer by layer by layer by layer. And as you dig down, you find the different time periods of a civilization that happened in the same place. So the lower ones are the older ones. But to get to those oldest ones, you have to dig through the upper ones, and that destroys what you're digging through. So it's kind of done in a kind of a trench sort of way. Really, really interesting. Anyway, there's a very, very clear burn layer in Hazor, where the city was at one point completely ash, was completely burned. And then upon that were more iterations of the city. Fascinating. But the ruins, especially the cistern there, I mean, it was a big, big city. And so it's fascinating and impressive. So King Jabin uses his influence to summon every other nearby kingdom. This problem had become a real problem. Like these Israelites, like this is becoming very, very serious. So this has got to be dealt with once and for all. And so a massive horde is assembled intending to annihilate the Israelites. So the children of Israel are, in this case, vastly outnumbered. But then God speaks to Joshua, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of them. By this time tomorrow, I will hand them over to Israel. So once again, Joshua led Israel into battle. Once again, like coming from a long distance and then just attacking, surprising these troops and defeating them. 31 kings, we read all of their names today, 31 kings. And their walled cities and the regions that they were kings over were defeated and conquered. And the battles Israel fought for the Promised Land. And we're not finished with the story at this point, though. Now the vast majority of the Promised Land is in the hands of the Israelites. Jesus also spoke about kingdoms today in the Gospel of Luke. But he talked about the kingdom of God, a different kind of kingdom. The kingdom of God, he says, you know, can't be seen by visible signs. Not going to be able to say, here it is, or there, it's over there. The kingdom of God is already in your midst. It's already among you. It's already within you. That is beyond fascinating. Like, that is something to really, really contemplate. Because we keep thinking of what's, you know, this kingdom of God that's coming, and we're supposed to sort of be coming, kind of marching forward toward that, conquering for that. That is no different than the people of Jesus' time, what they were expecting a Messiah to be and to look like. When Jesus was like, it's like what you are looking for, you already have. Like it's already in your midst. It's already among you. It's already in you. You are it. Like open your eyes, open your ears. Most of us are kind of expecting a kingdom that is yet to come. One in which God will defeat the darkness and then rule and reign forever. And yeah, that is kind of our understanding of the fullness of the kingdom of God that is before us. But according to Jesus, the kingdom is not just something to come. The kingdom is already here, already among us. We have a role to play in its coming fullness. We are it. So if we think about that, that we somehow have some kind of role to play in bringing about God's kingdom and living within God's kingdom, like our choice is how we navigate today, right? We thought about this a couple days ago at the beginning of the week. So our choices today, our thoughts, our words, our choices, our actions, they're going to affirm or deny whether or not we are in step and collaborating with the kingdom of God within us and among us, which can be sobering, probably should be. We are the kingdom. The kingdom is not made up of buildings or nations or strong militaries. The kingdoms of the world are made up of these things. God's kingdom is within and among us. If we want to find God's kingdom, we have to look inside and seek it with all our heart. So, what would it be like to seek God's kingdom with all your heart today? And Holy Spirit, we invite you into that. What would that look like? How would we do that? In part, we would be aware of our own hearts and where they are being pulled. We would be self-aware. We would be eyes open and ears open. And so that is part of the practice of the daily rhythm of the scriptures, is to stay present and to stay open. And so, Holy Spirit, come. Help us to see your kingdom. Help us to see it within ourselves. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. One is the website. One is the app. Get connected. Stay connected. Be connected as we continue this journey forward now through the center of the fourth month of the year. Because it's tax day. It's tax day in the United States. Which is irrelevant to so many of us around the world, but I waited to the last minute this year. A lot going on. I'm sure I'm not the only one. But anyway, we made it this far. We made it to the 15th of April, and we will continue our journey through the middle of this month and take it forward tomorrow. In the meantime, if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you with all humility. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, DEB fam, it's Laura and Eugene. Just want to lift up some prayers. Heavenly Father, I just pray for the DAB community, for this new program and application that is getting ready to come into this world here. And I just ask that, Lord, you would guide every step of the way, that as problems come up and arise, you are there to help find solutions. I pray that things go as smoothly as possible. I pray for all the people who have worked so hard on this for so long, and now to see it come into the world, to see it birthed, I guess you would say, Lord, I just pray that you would guide the process, and that this would be just a beautiful, beautiful place for dabbers to meet and read and hear and learn and share. Father, I also want to pray for Miracle Child in Fargo. Lord, I pray for her biopsy coming up on the 13th, that you would just go before her. Father, I pray for peace in you for Miracle Child. And I just know that she takes you with her, and that you will be glorified through her in her interactions and her attitude as she goes through these processes. But I do pray, Lord, you will just give her a clean bill of health. Whatever needs to be done will be taken care of. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you do for us, for your amazing grace and love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Dr. John in Illinois. Called in this morning because I'm grieved listening to so many brothers and sisters in this community that are fighting the battle of cancer, have lost someone or is fighting it now. I too lost my wife in March last year, and it's been a hard year. But I know that God brings hope, and he brings life, he brings restoration. And I first want to encourage any of you that are in that battle right now, cling to your word, cling to this community. Cling to those that are around you that support you and will uplift you in those hours of need. And I can tell you without question that this community has lifted me and has supported me. And just knowing there are brothers and sisters that are fighting the battle with you, please don't quit. Please don't give up. It doesn't matter what the doctors say. It doesn't matter what others that would speak into your life would say. It matters what the Word of God says. It matters what God says. Ephesians 3:20 says, "For he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can imagine or think, according to his power that works within us." And 1 Thessalonians 4:13, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, you know, what will happen to the believers who have died, because we do not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when he returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died. We will see those we love and have passed. We'll see them again." But I believe God has a mandate for us as believers and people who have lived through that, suffered through that. Stand fast. Support others.
From junk to treasure, this is God's Life Speaker. I'm behind on community prayers, but I have heard you on there and the desperation in your voice and just every family member, you, yourself, your son, your daughters, your grandchildren. It does feel the weight of it through the airwaves when you speak of it. But I am so grateful that you constantly turn your eyes back to Jesus. Where does our help come from? And you go there. Though you don't understand, and though you struggle, and though you want wellness for your kids and your grandkids, God hears this. God is not asleep. He is not tarrying. He is at work while we walk out our salvation. And it does make us stronger, but it doesn't feel like it when we're in the in-between parts. So let's just pray for that in-between part. Because I did hear you come on there and say, "I will have a testimony and it will all be glorious and all the glory will go to God." Heavenly Father, you heard From Junk to Treasure say that. So we will declare that with her, that these illnesses will be made well and these children will be whole and finances will be in a good space and place and homes will be warm, safe, and dry. Lord, we declare this over From Junk to Treasure and her family. We speak it out into the atmosphere, even though it may not be today. We declare that it will through Christ, and we ask it in His name. Amen.
Hello, Jab family. This is Thankful and Still in Texas, and I wanted to lift up some of my brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to start with Cowboy. I heard your request, and so right now we just lift up your son to the Lord, and I pray, God, that you would meet him where he is, that you would bring healing of his mind, of his heart, of his spirit, God. I pray that you would just draw close to him and alleviate whatever it is that's driving him to use, and help him to turn to you for all things, for strength, for peace, moment by moment. And we pray for Cowboy that you would guide him to be just a man of God in this, right? To be a supportive father through this, and give him wisdom and guide him in all wisdom and comfort his heart and mind. And I want to lift up Eddie C. from South Florida. Heavenly Father, I just thank you and I praise you for this young man's journey. I thank you that he's been so transparent with our Dab family and vulnerable, really. And so meet him there, God. We thank you and praise you for the job that has been attained, that you would make that job just prosperous and help to provide a living space for him that is peaceful. God, you are the Prince of Peace. You are our Lord of Lords. And we pray that you would just make yourself known in every step along the way in this journey, and that you would be given all the praise and honor and glory. And I want to lift up to you, Lord, Eyes of a Dove and Marjorie from New Mexico. I heard of your losses, and so just know that I'm praying for you and your loved ones, that God would give you peace and as you go through this grieving process. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Chris from Easton, PA. It is April 10th, 2026, and I just heard a prayer request from Louisa, who is going in for a biopsy on April 13th. Louisa, I just want to let you know that I'm praying for you. I'm lifting you up, praying that the biopsy will show nothing but benign results, and that you will come through with flying colors, that there will be no complications, and once you get the results, you will be able to relax nice and easy. God bless you, honey.
Hi, family. I am grateful and thankful that you all are here, and I've been listening in every now and then to the prayers, but always to Daily Audio Bible. I wondered if could help me lift up a dear friend from church who recently suffered an unexpected stroke, and it was out of nowhere, though she recently just recommitted her life to Christ and has come out of a lot of things. I wondered if you could help me pray for her and just to have healing. Her left side is, as I know it, unresponsive since the last time I was given an update. And yeah, I know prayer works. I know your prayers work. I know that there are so many people lifting up prayers whenever I send this out. I've seen the speed also in which God answers prayers, because the prayers of the righteous avail much. So thank you in advance, and God bless you.